Good day, guys. This is your business coach, Adanna Austin, and welcome to the Dynamic Business Growth Podcast, your weekly podcast where we talk about all things business.
So just put replay in the comments. So there's a big difference between upselling and cross-selling, right? Upselling is actually giving your audience something of higher value, right? Upselling is giving your audience something of higher value, and it's actually more expensive, obviously, right? But it's the value is what is different, right? It's something of higher value. It is more expensive, and your cross-selling is something of you're giving your audience something that is complementary to the thing that they are already buying. Does that make sense? So the upsell is something that is of higher value. So think about your business. What do I have of higher value? Because I'm assuming you may have a low ticket item, a mid ticket item, and a high ticket item, or you may have multiple low and mid and then one very high ticket item, depending on what your business is, right? Because it can be a mix of different things, because everybody's business is different, right? When you're upselling, right, and when you're using that as a strategy to increase your revenue, you have to understand that the upsell is actually providing your audience with more value than they would have bought. So let's get an example. If you go to let's say Burger King or KFC or any one of those eating places, right? And I'm using this example because we've all bought fast food, right? And it's easy for you to understand. So if you've gone to any one of these places, Burger King, KFC, Royal Castle, any one of those places, and you order something, right? And you know that the meal that you order usually comes with a small fry, right? A small fries. If the cashier says, would you like a larger fries with that? Yeah, that is an upsell because the meal was already coming with a small fries. Right? But she's trying to upsell you. With the upsell, obviously, you're going to pay more. You're going to pay more, right? But it's of greater value because you're getting more fries, right? That is the upsell. Making sense? Give me a two if that makes sense. That is what you call an upsell. So moving your audience from small fries when they're buying the meal to a larger fry. That is what you call the upsell. On the other hand, when you are thinking about what is my cross-sell, the cross-sell, and I'm using the exact same example of if you're buying burgers, right? The cross-sell was like, okay, somebody came to buy burgers. They just came to buy burgers alone, right? You can cross-sell them and say, would you like fries and a drink with that? Because the fries and the drink complementary to the burger. So that is the cross sell, right? And either one of those things, it doesn't matter if you decide to upsell or cross sell, both of those things are supposed to result in an increase in your revenue once you are implementing it every single day. So somebody could also come into your business. Let's say you're selling clothes. Right, somebody could come into your business. Now, you may have different clothes at different price points. Let's just talk about a jersey. You have a t-shirt. You have different t-shirts at different price points. You have a t-shirt that is $50 and you have a t-shirt that is $200, right? The upsell is if a client comes in, your customer comes in to buy that $50 t-shirt, you can upsell them to the $200 t-shirt by telling them that the $200 t-shirt is going to last them longer. The $50 t-shirt, you can get two wears out of that, whereas the $200 t-shirt, you can get 50 wears out of it. You can get 50 wears out of it because the quality, the cotton or whatever the shirt jersey is made out of, the quality is much better. It is more rigorous and all those kind of things. So that is your upsell. Right, because they were going to buy the t-shirt anyway. They came in looking for a t-shirt and they saw the $50 t-shirt. So you are now upselling them to a $200 t-shirt, right? Because you obviously is selling it because it has more value. You have to be able to explain what is the greater value to convince, for want of a better word, somebody to, instead of buying a $50 t-shirt, to buy a $200 t-shirt. The value has to be higher. As opposed to, if somebody comes in to buy a dress or something, so they came to buy a dress, this is your cross sell, and they buy the dress, it doesn't matter what price the dress is, and you say, how about buying these earrings to go with this dress? Or how about buying these earrings and this handbag? Or how about buying this belt that will uplift the dress? That is your cross sell. Because the earrings, the handbag, the belt, they complement the dress that they were already going to buy. Give me a three if that makes sense, guys. Give me a three in the chat if that is making sense. So when you are putting your offers together, when you are writing out what your business, what your marketing strategy is supposed to be, and what your launch strategy is supposed to be, you need to figure out in your head, based on your offers, what can I upsell and what can I cross sell? You might see sometimes, if you're familiar with a lot of coaches and consultants and stuff, when they offer, they put out a particular offer, and then when you go to the landing page, they say you can also get this. You can also get, so you can get it, you can get the audio training or the video training, but you can also purchase the workbook that goes with the video training, right? That's a cross sell, right? Because it complements, the workbook complements the training that they are about to buy. Or you can say, all right, instead of just getting this particular thing, how about taking a higher offer? So this particular offer is just for a 1-day, 4-hour kind of thing, right? If you need additional support, if you think you need more support than a 1-day VIP, 4-hour offer, then how about joining me for 6 weeks? So instead of paying $500 for that one VIP day, then pay me $2,000 for the 6 weeks, right? With the 6 weeks, you are getting additional support. You're getting added value. So you're not just getting 4 hours. You actually can get 12 hours from me. Plus, you can get the additional, maybe email support, Voxer support, and whatever that looks like in your business. And that is great for like service-based businesses. What is your upsell? And guys, write this down. Don't just keep it in your head. What is your upsell and what is your cross-sell in your business? And at what stage of your client's life cycle do you upsell them and do you cross-sell them, right? This is a strategy that you can use in your own business to increase your revenue, right? To accelerate your profit. Because a lot of times your clients might come to your customers, might say to you, hey, I want to buy so-and-so because they see something on your page, right? Or they see something in your website. Hey, I want to buy so-and-so, right? If you are operating your business where you're actually having a conversation with a client, it's good to ask them one or two questions so you really get a sense of where they are at. And that can help you determine, okay, can I upsell them to something or can I cross-sell them to something? If your business is set up where you're not actually having one-on-one conversations, so let's say they are buying from your website, it's always nice that when they reach on, before they actually purchase, that you have like an additional thing saying, before you go, right, have you considered adding this to it, or have you considered upgrading what you're going to buy to this, or you have it as a pop-up or whatever it might be. But you have to look at for opportunities to upsell and cross-sell in your business. A lot of times when you are upselling, a lot of times that's of people who have already bought from you, who may already experience your offer and who have gotten some level of, some level of comfort, or you've answered someone of their challenges in the past and something like that, right? So it's a lot easier to upsell them, right? You have to figure out what can I do? And that's why I say to you guys, if you want to do like 5 figures, 6 figures, 7 figures. A lot of times you need to have more than one offer in your business. You don't need to have 20 offers. It doesn't have to be convoluted. It doesn't have to be overcomplicated, right? But it has to be strategic. It has to be intentional, and it has to be well thought out. You know, you have to ask yourself, if my clients are coming to me for this, what is the next thing that they would naturally do? And is that something that I offer, right? It's like taking your big ticket item and breaking it down into smaller items. So they may come to you for a smaller item, one of your smaller items. So you take a big ticket item and you break it down into 5 different things, right? And they come to you for one of those 5 things. Based on your consultation with them, you might say to them, hey, I recognize that, you know, you actually need not just A, but you actually need B and C, right? Because if you also buy B and C, you would experience faster growth, or you would get the transformation faster. Remember the value, right? You would get the transformation in a week as opposed to 3 months if you actually combine these 3 things, right? And obviously, if it's of greater value, it's an upsell. And if it's a complementary thing, it is a cross-sell, right? So in your own businesses today, that is the challenge that I want you to go and figure out, right? In my business, whether I am a virtual assistant, whether I'm selling clothes, I'm selling food, I'm selling jewelry, whether I am an accountant, I am a fellow coach, whatever I am doing, right? What can I upsell and cross-sell to my clients, right? That when you determine how you can upsell and cross-sell, that means you're also able to keep your clients in your sales funnel much longer, right? Remember we spoke about that last week, right? It allows your audience to stay in your sales funnel much, much longer. So instead of going on that hamster wheel of I want to find more clients, it's literally, I already have these clients here, right? What can I upsell them and cross-sell them to so that they remain in as part of my sales funnel and they continue to experience value from me, right? And I get an opportunity to not just serve, but I also get an opportunity to increase my revenue because I am strategically upselling and cross-selling to them on a regular basis. So guys, map it out. Get it out of your head. Map it out. Like literally write down what would be the obvious journey. What would be the obvious journey for my client to take if they came in at this point? If they bought this, what would be the obvious journey, right? If they came in at this, what would be the obvious journey? Like write it down, map it out, right? And how long would each stop take on the journey? So if they bought something from you now, what is the next, when is the next time you need to follow up with them to make sure that they stay on this journey with you, right? That is what you're thinking about, how you upselling and you're cross-selling. So map out exactly what that client journey is going to be. So you know, okay, right now I need to upsell, right now I need to cross-sell to these particular clients, right? And you can do that via social media, your WhatsApp, your DM, even your emails. If you are segmenting your email strategically and you know, okay, these clients came in here and then I offered them this, I cross-sell them to this, so they bought this, and now from this cross-sell, I am going to upsell them to this other thing that I also know is going to be valuable to them in their lives, right? It's going to transform them. It's going to answer all the questions that they have. It's going to, you know, save them time and money. It's going to whatever it is, right? Whatever that challenge is that you are answering for your clients, right? What is that journey? Map that out so it is very clear to you how you upsell and you cross-sell, yeah? So small fries to large fries, upsell, right? Burger with, if you're adding on fries, if the burger didn't come with anything, they just come to buy a burger and you're telling them, would you like a fries and a drink with that? That is a cross sell, because the fries and the drink are complimentary to the singular burger that they were going to buy from you, right? Similarly, if you upsell them from a $50 jersey to a $200 jersey, because the $200 jersey would last longer because the material is sturdier, it could handle wear and tear, and you sell out the value. You sell out the value to it, right? That is an upsell. The cross sell is if they come in to buy a dress and you say, okay, you're buying this dress, how about also purchasing this earring that will go with the dress, or that will complement the dress, or this handbag or this belt that will complement the dress. That is your cross sell. They both add value and they both increase your revenue. No matter what, it's about increasing your revenue. So give me a 4 if that is making sense. I hope this makes sense. And I hope it gives you pause so that you can actually go and implement this in your business. Because, guys, it's not rocket science, right? And 9 times out of 10, when I talk to clients, they already have offers in place. But what they are lacking, or what they are failing to do on a weekly basis, is actually cross-sell and upsell. Because they are waiting for the client to come and ask them about it instead of offering to the client, right? You know, we talk about you have to sell every single day, and you have to sell consistently, and you have to be there. So if you, for example, you're selling clothes, and you put a video or a picture of the clothes on your social media, right? The next 2 posts or whatever, you can show, okay, guys, this dress is nice, but I also have this earring to go with it, or also have this purse or this belt to go with it, right? So you're selling not just the dress. You can sell the dress by itself, but you can also sell the complementary things that will make the dress pop out even more and look even better. Similarly, like if you're selling makeup, somebody might come in and say, you know, they just want to buy foundation, but you know that if they buy the setting spray that they could spray on their face after they put on the foundation, that will make the foundation last longer. The value, right? That will make the foundation last longer. So they look fresh longer in the day, and they have to do less retouching, right? Because they're looking fresh because they put on the spray, right? You want to cross-sell them to the setting spray as well, right? That is a cross sell. That is going to increase your revenue. Think about it. And I that is what a lot of guys, you guys are missing. You have the offers in front of you, but you haven't really made an intentional effort to cross sell it and upsell it to your audience. So I want to give as much examples as possible, so it will trigger something in your own mind as you are thinking about your own businesses. So somebody might come and say, you know, they want marketing support from me, right? Because we provide marketing support for medium-sized businesses. So in addition to the marketing support, when we talk to them, we might, because you can provide marketing support and just give them a marketing and they do everything. Or might say, you know what, yes, you need marketing support, but I recognize in our consultation, you may also need social media management, and you may also need content creation. So I'm going to cross sell them to those things. So I'm not just providing marketing support, I'm also providing your social media management and your content creation. That is a cross sell, because those things complement each other. Right, guys, there's so many different things. If you want me to give an example for your own business as well, just tell me in the comments. Even if you're watching the replay, just say it in the comments. If you have any questions at all, guys, ask your question. There are no stupid questions in business. You may just not be seeing it for your own business, and that's fine. That is why I am here, to answer your questions, to jump in the comments and ask me questions. any questions that you do have about how you can incorporate upselling and cross-selling in your business.
Thanks so much for tuning into today's podcast. And remember, it is all about focus and consistency. Check for more episodes on my website at Marketing Dynamics Business Solutions at www.mkgdynamics.com.